a sports news update for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians, run only to benefit its members. Search Compare Host Plus today.
Phil Marshall's in. So I thought you had a bit of SIS. Spring in your step. Have you got something for us?
What is that?
It's an acronym.
It's SIS.
No, not at all. Oh. Sorry, Gary.
It'll catch on.
It will. Where do you want to start? Let's start with Dyson Heppel. So the Gold Coast Suns are prepared to offer Dyson a 4-year contract to join the club.
Whoa!
So when I say 4 years, so the Essendon skipper's been tempted by this bold pitch, but it would most likely involve a two-year agreement to play, Tim, and another 2 years to work as an assistant coach. So what we know is that Essendon have been relatively slow to offer Heppel a new contract beyond this year, and that did raise some interest among rival clubs before they eventually presented him with a one-year extension for 2023. Now, need to stress, the Gold Coast offer has not been formally tabled, and there is a feeling within the Suns that despite how attractive their pitch might look on paper, they believe they are still the outsiders here. But if Heppel was to accept the Suns' offer, he'd be free to join the Queensland club as an unrestricted free agent and without the need for a trade.
Anyway, Gold Coast reckon if they offer a 4-year deal, they're the outsiders. They'd be joking.
Because I think Dyson Heppel's ties to Essendon still remain strong. And it's a negotiation.
He's the captain. He's the current captain.
He's played every game this year. He was an Essendon supporter growing up. He was a first-round pick going back to the 2010 National Draft.
He's not back 4 years.
Well, it's two as a player, two as a coach.
He's got 1 year from Essendon, is that right?
It is one. I was just going to say, it's 1 year at Essendon, but this is a negotiation. So it's 1 year at the moment at Essendon for a fee, of course. So 211 games, a lot of history, a lot of water going under the bridge. It's some difficult times for the club where Dyson Heppel has always put his hand up, always flown the flag, done some great work for that club. And I reckon while there's been some queries on his form and his place in Essendon's best 22, as I say, he's played every game this year. And the coach, Ben Rutten, only last week said he had no concerns that Heppel was yet to recommit. He said, Hep knows how much of a valuable player and person he is at this footy club. Right. He knows how much we love him, Gary, and we want him here next year.
Is he playing round 7 next year for Essendon in the seniors, in their best side? And this is the question.
I'm not qualified enough to answer that.
Well, you should be.
Well, on this evidence, I think it's to be debated.
Which is why 4 years is going to turn his head.
It's an incredibly good...
Okay, let's switch the question around. I'll go back to you, Gary.
Yes, Whispers.
Will he be getting a regular game at the Gold Coast Suns in his second year of that contract if he was
not
to take it?
Not necessarily, but they see him as more than just a player.
Yeah, and he's been one of the great clubmen at Essendon, like award after award after award. I mean, he's one of those guys who just loves a football club, engages with everybody, has great empathy for everybody.
I love him too. If I'm advising him,
how do you say no to that?
Yeah.
That's hard to say no to.
In terms of his long-term future in the game and if he wants to stay involved, then that's a very, very hard deal to turn your back on.
Is it known that he's got an appetite and interest in coaching? Obviously, it is.
Well,
unknown. That's something that appeals to him.
Unknown to me. But it's very similar that, you know, when Clarko sat down and had that conversation with, I mean, different circumstances around sort of how successful the team had been with those players. But, you know, the Hodge situation, the Sam Mitchell situation.
Correct.
The Jordan Lewis situation.
Correct. And they were all, to be fair to Dyson, they were all more celebrated players than him.
Superstars of the club and very successful players too. And, you know, Hodgie being captain, that type of thing. Like, these conversations are uncomfortable conversations and they're complex conversations sometimes, but they still need to be had for football clubs and they're going on all the time.
And this is a great thing about our game, we're very emotionally attached. We've talked about this with coaches and players.
Yeah, with players, yeah, absolutely.
But pragmatically, and if you just looked at it in the cold, hard light of day, then the 4 years is, again, he may turn his back on it. It's hard to.
It is. And from an Essendon perspective, obviously an uber-sensitive situation with a guy with all
and
that history and the captain since 2017.
I don't want to be running him out of town.
No. So watch this space on that one. We'll see how it plays out. But at the moment, Dyson Heppel would appear to have a decision on his hands. Some other contracts quickly. Bailey Smith yesterday finalised that new 2-year deal at the Bulldogs. It was always coming. Would have come earlier, in fact, if not for the 2-match suspension from the AFL for conduct unbecoming. But he did say that he was forever indebted to the club for standing by him. But he signed a 2-year deal, Gary. If you're forever indebted, why don't you put pen to paper on a 5er, a 6er, a 7er? Oliver did. Petraka did. His teammate Jack McRae did.
Did they want to? Did the Bulldogs want to sign him for a 5 or 7 year deal?
You don't reckon the Western Bulldogs
would? I don't know. I'm asking the question without knowing the answer.
Well, I would have thought if Jack McRae signed on for 5, then you're trying to sign Bailey Smith for as long as you possibly can.
He may not have the confidence that footy's going to be his great determining love in 5 years.
Or, as we know, as a manager's prerogative, a player's prerogative, you just simply, when you're still a blossoming player and a rapidly one at that, you keep your options open. There's no harm in that. That's
He's
not to
21.
Say, yeah.
Someone just pointed that out to me. That's unreal.
You keep your options open going forward. Who knows where you'll go from there. Collingwood, on Monday, they signed up free agent Jamie Elliott for 3 more seasons. A brilliant season. That one was never in doubt either. And we had on Crunch Time, the CEO, Mark Anderson, spoke in very positive terms about Elliott staying a fortnight ago. The intrigue around Jordan Dugowie continues with the reinforced backdrop of coach Craig McRae. Really strong desire for him to stay at that football club. St Kilda are interested. Geelong have raised an interest as well. A devastated Brodie Grundy, staying with Collingwood for a moment, won't play again this year. We know that. Season-ending surgery to correct a stress fracture in his left ankle. He watched Collingwood's incredible run from the stands. He hasn't played since Anzac Day. I'll mention him, Gary, because he posted a video last night, Brodie Grundy, to his social media accounts.
Devastating, particularly given how well the boys are going. But on the other side of things, it's going to be amazing to sit with you all and watch the boys as they make a run for the finals. I'm going to do everything I can to be back bigger and stronger for you guys next year.
Gee, that's disappointing for Brodie Grundy, isn't it? Super disappointing.
He's committed to staying, yeah?
Yep, he is, yes.
Do you think they think that'll be the case?
I think it's the far more likely outcome at the moment.
Josh Dunkley's name keeps coming on the temper text. I don't know if there's anything in it at all, but it just keeps bobbing up.
Yeah, several weeks ago they opened conversations where there hadn't been any water go under the bridge. So their talks have started at the Western Bulldogs. Is there interest from elsewhere? I'm sure there is. But at the moment, things looking relatively positive from a Bulldogs perspective. And the Blues, well, they're always going to go to the AFL Tribunal tonight, Gary. In the event, as expected, Paddy Cripps was charged by the MRO. The rough conduct rule reads like this. Rough conduct is interpreted widely in relation to any conduct which is unreasonable in the circumstances. So it boils down to that exact topic of conversation. What is reasonable? What is unreasonable in the circumstances? And this will hinge on the Blues proving that Paddy Cripps' actions were reasonable in the circumstances. You know, ball in the air, eyes on it, arms are outstretched to catch it until, like Willy Rioli, the last split second where he braces for contact. But the difference is, Callum Archie subbed out with concussion.
I'm watching it as we speak. I keep going back and looking at it. And it is an arguable case. There's no doubt about that.
It'll go the distance tonight.
It'll be a long tribunal case. They will, in the end, you determine whether the play on the ball, because the ball ends up out to the left of Archie.
Yep.
And then the argument, if you're prosecuting, it says, well, why don't you just stay at the ball? And he jumps, which then means he makes the contact with the head. So the argument would be you could have played that ball without the contact. And there's no doubt you can argue that. And then on the other side of the coin, they'll say, hey, split second, he's jumped, you know, thought he was going to get it.
Yeah, there'll be vision, there'll be still pictures, there'll be slow-mo, there'll be rewound, replayed.
Just precedence doesn't enter into the equation.
Yeah,
does it or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can just walk in there, as Nick Riewoldt said on the couch on Gary's little show last night, they can walk in there. They can get their VHS copy of the Rioli incident, whack it into the VCR machine, and then play that.
It's not exactly apples and apples, is it?
It's very similar.
It's similar, but it's not a marking contest.
No, but it's very, very similar.
It's similar in the mechanism that the player has employed here, Willy Rioli.
And the big difference, as Gary pointed out this morning, the really big difference is that Rao got up and played.
Yeah. And?
And?
You speak about outcome-based.
Yes, and Archie didn't.
Archie did not.
Yeah. And Vossi said,
vibe.
I hope it's not the outcome-based.
Yeah, it's absolutely outcome-based.
Bad luck, Bossy. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Good on you. Clark, are you going to find out if he was at the North Melbourne VFL game?
He wasn't. I can't. It's like a big cat sighting, isn't there? There was one at the AFL game. A few murmurs that he was at Arden Street for the VFL game, which I would have thought you'd get really excited about if that was the case, if you're a North Melbourne person. But no, Gary. No,
North fans are dying here. Is it? What do you say? Is he a chance?
Oh, he's a chance. Of course he's a chance.
That's all we can say at the moment.